Estevan, the Estevan Connect Club has received lots of support from the community for its annual fundraising Facebook auction for Telemiracle 49. Chrissy Wallman, who is the chairwoman for the Estevan Connect's Telemiracle fundraising efforts, said the community has been very generous once again this year. A total of 169 items were received. Wallman recalled the Connects had 60 to 80 items in the first year, and maxed out at more than 200 items last year. The auction kicked off on February 5 and will continue until the evening of February 8, when items will start coming offline at 6 p.m. Wallman said they have an excellent variety of items this year, with something for everybody. This year, once again, we found some new people that were willing to donate items. It's always great to get some new people and businesses out there to donate and get their names out there for the public as well, said Wallman. People know that when they donate an item for the auction or bid on something, their support is going to a good cause because Telemiracle helps so many people around the province, she noted. It's awesome to see that people are engaged, said Wallman, who expects to see a surge in bids in the final 24 hours. You can see all the items at the Estevan Connect's online auction for Telemiracle Facebook page. The auction is one of a number of activities the Connects have planned prior to the fundraiser. They will be at the Eagle Sky Estevan Bruins home game on February 22 to sell Helping Hands and host a Chuck A Puck promotion. The club is also part of another challenge with Wallman's hometown of Nokomis to see who can raise the most money. Wallman's mother Joan is the Telemiracle representative for that community. As part of the challenge, 2 years ago Chrissy Wallman took a pie in the face because the Nokomis Connects raised more money than their Estevan counterparts. Last year the Estevan Club won, so the elder Wallman had her hair dyed a variety of colors. From Feb 13 to 26, the two clubs will have a personal donation blitz challenge that will get the community involved. If someone local donates to Telemiracle during that stretch, then they can vote for who they want to see get a pie in the face among five local celebrities. Mayor Tony Cernick, City Council. Dave Elliott, Estevan Comprehensive School Principal James Jones, and Estevan Connect's Susan Colbo and Raylene Fieber. Also, if Estevan raises more money through the personal blitz, Chrissy Wallman will pie her mother, and vice versa if Nokomis raises more money. Helping Hands also can be purchased at the Estevan A&W. This year's Telemiracle 49 is on March 1 and 2 in Saskatoon. The local club expects to be well represented, with 5 to 7 members attending to help out during the beloved 20-hour fundraiser for Saskatchewan people. Sask Today will continue to have coverage of Telemiracle in the weeks leading up to the fundraiser.